He met with an accident. Why, maybe he broke his neck.
Well, if he did, he could have phoned me.
That's right. I never thought of that.
But I'll find him. I'll phone police headquarters. The dog catcher. Everybody, until I do find him.
Looks like Fred's in for a big night. Come in. Well, look who's here. Hello, Fred.
Hello. I know you.
Say, Fred, Where did you get that red lantern? Where did you get the lantern?
Can you imagine it?
What?
Some drunk left that right near a big hole.
That's enough.
That's a fact.
Fred, How did you get here?
Here?
Yeah, right here now.
Oh, two policemen brought me right here.
Drunk?
Huh?
I say drunk.
Yeah. I could hardly hold them up.
What are you going to tell the wife?
Oh, I can't be getting ahead of this. We're getting way ahead of the time, Watson, tell us.
I have it.
What?
Tell her you were in a wreck.
No, I can't tell her I was in a wreck.
And why not?
Because I used the wreck last week, don't you see?
I see. I'll tell her this one anyway.
Why?
You left town last night on the midnight express.
On the express.
The train was dashing along through the long dark night at the rate of 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
The engineer was sitting bravely at his post. Understand, at his post.
I know.
When all of a sudden, crash, bang!
Give me a match, will you please?
Now, don't interrupt. There's nothing like that in it.
Well, go ahead. It's your wreck. I don't know what's in it.
Very well. The dead and injured were lying all around.
Lying around.
There, standing on the track, was a baggage car.
What is the baggage car?
The only thing left standing out of the entire wreck.
Yeah.
Now, from the inside of that baggage car, could be heard the wail.
Wail.
The wail of a poor little innocent baby.
A little baby. What is it? A sad story?
Sad story.
Oh, boy, she loves sad stories.
It will be a dandy.
Hey, could you possibly bring in a dying mother in there something?
Anything you wish in there.
She loves dying mothers.
Fine. We'll put one in the story if necessary.
You better put in two. She's a smart woman.
Two dying mothers.
Much better.
All right, now it dawned on you.
Dawned on me.
In a few moments, on that same track would come thundering along the Limited Express. It would crash in the baggage car and kill that poor little babby.
Oh.
What did you do then, brave man that you are?
That's the question.
What did you do then? Well?
Almost swallowed that cigar.
Never mind that. What did you do then?
Well, what did I do then, brave man that I are?
Ah. You dashed to a pile of ties.
Pile of ties.
You picked those ties up one by one.
One by one.
Placed them on the railroad track in front of the oncoming Limited Express.
Yes.
You stopped that train and saved that poor little baby's life.
I did that.
You did that.
Boy, I must have been drunk.
Ready? Oof. That's the story you must tell the wife.
And that's the story the wife will never believe.
Yes, she will.
No.
Why, that's the story I tell my wife.
And she believes it?
Every word of it.
Woo! Boy, what a dumbbell you picked out, didn't you, huh?
Hey, leave my wife out of this, will you, please?
Well, what are you getting up with, you boss? Well, suppose I don't. What are you going to do about it?
Hey, wait a minute. Are you looking for a fight?
No, I'm not looking for a fight.
You're not.
But now that the subject has been brought up...
Yes?
I'll knock your block off with pleasure.
Oh, you're going to get tough, are you?
Now, wait. Now, one at a time. One at a time.
One at a time.
Give me a little fair play.
Go in there and lie down, will you?
Let go of the coat.
In there and lie down.
Let go of the coat.
Now, be a regular fellow.
Release that garment. Let go of my coat.
Oh, you and your coat.
Don't try to make a monkey out of me.
No one's trying to make a monkey out of you.
I'm sincere when I'm talking to you.
And I'm not.
I'm going to tell you something for your own good right now.
What is it?
No one is going to say a word against my little wife and get away with it.
Certainly not.
I don't care if they're big as a house. No one's going to say a word against my wife.
No, sir.
Now, you've got to apologize.
Me?
Yes, you.
What did I say about your wife?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know, huh?
Yes, I would like to know, huh?
Well, it's none of your business.
All right.
There's a woman stuck to me when I didn't have a dime.
I know that.
And I'm going to stick to her.
Hooray for you.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself separating a man and his wife. What's more to a man than his wife? If he's sicker in trouble, he goes to the wife, doesn't he?
That's where he goes.
You'll bet your life he does. And many a time we didn't know where the next meal was coming from.
I don't doubt it.
Did that little woman make a howl about it? No, she didn't.
No.
One of the best little women a man ever had for a
now,
wife.
Now, go in there and lie down and brace up, will you?
And I'd work my fingers to the bone for that little woman, Earl.
Because you're a regular fellow, boy.
A little woman in a bed on appreciation at any time or any place.
Go ahead, will you please, Freddy?
A little woman in
bed. Oh, boy, he must have been drinking glue. The wife. Freddy, quick. Here's the wife. Come on. This is the place. Hurry up, will you? Quick.
So fast, so quick.
Well, there's the wifey over there. Hold it.
Fred, is it you? Is it you?
Is it me?
Certainly it is you.
Yes, it's me.
So... drunk again.
Are you, dear?
Careful.
You have been drinking again.
Who has been drinking again?
You have been drinking again, that's who. Don't
Madam, how dare you?
There you go.
I have him.
Now, wait, sweetheart, the neighbor.
No, sweetheart's over there. Look, Freddy. There she is.
Now, don't get loud. She gets hysterical.
Hysterical.
She gets hysterical.
She gets hysterical.
She gets historical.
All right.
Look, she digs up the past for years back, don't you see?
Very smart.
Where were you last night?
It's a lie.
What? I said, where were you last night?
Where was whose last night?
Where were you last night?
I'll tell her the story, Fred. The story.
Story?
Yes, the story.
Traveling man stopped at a farmhouse one night.
Hey, wait a minute. No!
What's
that? That's terrible.
Yeah?
The wreck, the big wreck.
What, you said story.
That is the one.
Well, a wreck is not a story.
I beg to differ.
I beg for the differ. Who cares? There was a horrible wreck.
Oh, another wreck.
A different wreck than last week.
That's it.
Train was dashing along through the long black night.
Uh-huh.
Train was going shifty.
I know.
The train was going shifty.
Well.
60, boy. 60.
The train. Let's make it 75.
Anything. Go ahead, will you?
75 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, crash. Bang. And the engineer was sitting on a post.
No.
What?
At his post. At his post. At his post.
What are you arguing about?
I'm not arguing. Go on.
And the dead and wounded was buried in the ground.
Ridiculous.
There was cannons to the left of him and cannons to the right of him. You're a better man than I am. Old Black Joe.
Huh? Baggage car.
What are you trying to say?
The baggage car.
Well, what about baggage car?
It was a poor little innocent baggage car.
Oh. Innocent?
From the inside of the baggage car, we can hear a poor little baby whale swimming
baby
around.
Whale?
The whale of a baby.
You said whale.
No, I said whale of a baby.
Where's the whale of a baby?
Oh, great
big baby couldn't get out of the baggage car.
Go on.
I come along on the same track in 15 minutes was Limpless.
Limited.
What?
Was Limpless.
Limited. Liniment.
What are you trying to say?
Limited.
Express train.
Tell her about it.
Was going to dash in that baggage car and kill a poor little baby. What did I do then, brave man that I are? Huh?
I wouldn't be surprised.
What did I do then?
I don't know. What did you do then?
I'll find out.
Oh.
Okay, what did I do after that?
Now come the ties, Freddy. The ties.
Now the ties, Freddy, the ties. I grabbed an armful of ties.
An armful?
I put them on the railroad track. I wrecked the limb of the bump.
Limited.
Fred, saved the baby's life and killed the dying mother.
No, Fred. Save the mother.
I saved the mother for another wreck. See, dear?
See? I see.
And that, madam, is the absolute truth.
Well, you expect me to believe that story?
Well, his wife believes it.
Well, I don't believe it, and I'm leaving.
You know any more stories?
I'm sorry, the best I could do.
Well, that's the way it goes in life. Live and ad lib.
Right.
But let's sing one little song, and then we're going to lie down.
Will you do that?
Yeah, one little song.
What will we sing?
Let's sing Mammy.
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 Mammy. Lead it.
Sweet Adoline.
Mammy.
My Adoline.
My Adoline.
You're the flower. Oh, my.